Sunday, 8th of November, Chof Aleph Cheshvan, Rav Naphtali, Gan Tzvi, Akedas Yitzchok in Halacha.
I want to speak today about the Inyan of Akedas Yitzchok. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that you should say Akedas Yitzchok every day. And the reason being that the Schus of the Ovois, the Schus of the Akedas, the Schus that we live. In fact, the Medrash says that Yichayenu miyamayim, miyoyim ha-shlishi, yitzimeinu miyichu lefonov, that it took Avraham Avinu 3 days to get to the Akeda. We are living in the schus of the first 2 days. The Akeda itself will be la'osid lovoy. In the time of Mashiach, we will have the schar for the Akeda. But the 2 days that went going to the Akeda is what we're living. We have the schus of the Akeda now. We are living in that schus. So everything of that we say about the Akeda is something that brings to us schus. And just like it says by the Haggadah of Pesach, so it says in Halacha that not only the telling over the sipur of Haggadah is part of Haggadah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the halachas of the Haggadah, halachas of Pesach, is also part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So maybe if we speak something in halacha in the Akedah, it will also be ma'ir the schus of the Akedah. And interesting, the Gemara brings. I mean, the Akedah is brought la halacha l'mayis and certain things. I mean, we don't have the halacha. We don't have kabbonis b'zman hazeh. But in the time of kabbonis, and we'll see some things that might be negay even b'zman hazeh. The Gemara brings that we learn out, for instance, halacha, certain halachas in kabbonis. We learn out from the Akedah. The Gemara says, how do we know that you need a sakin, you need a knife, in order to do shechita on a carbon? The Gemara says, we learn it out. Sakin, ba'oyle gufa minolon, it's Gemara in Gzvachim Daf Tzadik Zayin of Beis. How do we know that ba'oyle you need a sakin? The Gemara says, diksiv, v'yishlach Avram es yod, v'yikachas ha-macheles. Avram took a macheles, macheles is a knife, and with that he made the shechita on the carbon, on the oil that was instead of Yitzchak. So we see that we learn halacha l'maisa from the Akeda. How do we know that you need a knife? You learn from Avram Avinu. So that means Avram Avinu's Akeda, the Akeda had to be according to halacha, according to Hilchos Kachim, how it would come out. So certain things. So let's take a point or two and see how it worked out according in the Akeda. One kuda would like would say what Avram Avinu brought him on the mizbeach. Yeah, Avram made a mizbeach. The pasuk says Vayakid. Bound Yitzchak. Vayavoy al hamokoyim vayachad es Yitzchak benoy vayosam oisei al hamizbeach mal leitzim. So vayiven shom Avram es hamizbeach, he made a mizbeach. Vayarech es ha'eitzim, he prepared the wood for them. Vayachad Avram es Yitzchak benoy vayosam oisei al hamizbeach. And that mizbeach, what kedusha did that mizbeach have? We know there are different types of kedushas of mizbeach. There's a boma katana, there's a boma gedoyla, and there's the mokum hamikdash itself. Each one has a separate kedusha, different halachas they have. For instance, there's the issa bomas, right? Today bizman hazeh, if anyone would want to bring a korban, the only place where you would be able to bring a korban is in the Beis Hamikdash itself. In fact, the Gemara says makrivim is afal pisha ein bayis. I mean, theoretically today, yeah, you'll be able to bring a korban on the mokum mizbeach itself. Theoretically, the question is how it would come out according to halacha. I think I sure saw that they spoke about it a couple of weeks ago over here about korbanis bizman hazeh. But to bring a carbon somewhere else on a boma, a person should make himself a little mizbeah. And to bring a korban is also, it's called shchut echutz. You're not allowed to bring it only on the mokum mizbeach. But there was a time, the Gemara says there was a time that bamis was mutter. The bamis was mutter, there was a time when bamis was mutter. The bamis was mutter, the Gemara says, between, from the time of when the Mishkan was chariv, yeah, Mishkan Shiva was chariv, until the time when they made the Beis HaMikdash by Shlomo HaMelech, the bamis was mutter. So there's halachas, and you can bring a carbon on a bama. There's halachas that you can bring a carbon on a bama. Then there was bama gedoyla. Bama gedoyla was at the time when there was no Beis HaMikdash. That means in the time between the Mishkan, when the time when the Mishkan Shila was charev, when it was destroyed, which was at the time of Eilu, until the time of Shlomo HaMelech, there was a bama gedoyla. There was a place where they had, the Mizbeach was still around. The Mizbeach was, and they brought kabbanis on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says that it was a Noiv and Givoin. In Noiv and Givoin, there were two places. And that they brought, then afterwards, even in Yerushalayim, during David HaMelech's time, in Yerushalayim itself, there was the Mizbeach Gedoyl, and that's where they brought kabbanis. And that was Boma Gedoyl. Then there's Boma, and then there was the Mokam HaMikdash with its halachas. The Mishnah says there's a different halachas of when you bring a korban on a bama ketana, and when you bring a bama, when you bring on a bama gedoyla. It's a Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah says in Zvachim, the last Mishnah in Zvachim says there's an achimina halacha between bama ketana and bama gedoyla. So it says, ma bein bamas yochid le bamas tziba. What is the difference in halacha between if you bring a korban on a bama ketana, on a bamas yochid, or on a bamas tziba? What is the achimina? One halacha is smicha. Before you bring a korban, the somech has yodei olav. The person takes his hands and with his complete koyach, he presses down on the behem. That's smicha. There is no smicha on a bamas yochid. Shchita tzofen. This we'll speak about. Shchita tzofen. The halacha is certain kabbonis. We say it every day in davening, but we say that shchitose betzofen. That means oila kochi kochim, oila chatos has to be brought betzofen on the north side of the base. That means the north side of the mizbeach. Not bechoma kochi kochim. That din is only on a bamas tziba and not on a bamas yochid. Which is another halacha here. We won't go through all the halachas here. One halacha is tnufen hagosha by a mincha. You have to bring your main if you pick up the mincha, and you also megish, you bring the mincha to the corner of the mincha. That halacha is only on bamas tziba. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein mincha b'bama." There is no such mincha. There are no halacha mincha at all, because you cannot bring a mincha and a bama at all. All you can bring is a carbon of dam, a carbon with blood. That means you can bring only a sacrifice of a behemoth. You can only bring, but you cannot bring a sacrifice of a mincha at all. There's no carbon mincha in a bama at all. Okay. Then there's another kihun. Do you need a kayin? You only need a kayin on a bama gedoyla. You don't need a kayin on by a bama ketan. Yeah. And klisharis. Klisharis, this halacha that you have to bring klisharis, that you have to do with holy vessels, is only by a bama gedoyla, not by a bama ketan. Bama ketan you can bring with anything. And one more halacha we'll see, and klireach nichoyach. So then there was no, in a bama ketana, you did not have to be mekadesh the dam to be zayrigit, exactly. There was no such halacha of being mekadesh the dam in order to be zayrigit, exactly. And one, and reach nichoyach. Yeah, there's a halacha a korban has to be a reyach, it has to bring an aroma, nichoyach, that it should be for a rotten, for Hashem, that halacha is only by a bama gedoyla, not a bama ketana. So that means, so you don't have to even bring and the Gemara says, the Rashi explains, that means, like, what would happen if you broil the carbon before you bring it on the mizbeach, so it doesn't give any aroma anymore. So that on the bama ketana that would be a kosher carbon, but on bama gedoyla that wouldn't be a kosher carbon. Now what about, so what was the mizbeach that Avraham Avinu made a mizbeach? What aroma did that mizbeach have? Was it a bama ketana or was it a bama gedoyla? The Gemara that I just said, the Gemara said that we learn out that Kli Sharis, that you need a Kli Sharis, you need a Sakin, that you need a knife. We learn out from Avraham Avinu. So if you learn out from Avraham Avinu, obviously, if it was a Bama Katana, you would not need a Sakin, you would not need a Kli Sharis. And since the Gemara learns out that you need Kli Sharis from Avraham Avinu, so obviously the Gemara holds that the Mizbeach had a, even though there was no Karbonis yet, but the Bama that Avraham Avinu made it on, that was a Bama Gedoyla. That was a Bama Gedoyla. Now, this Avraham Avinu brought them on the Mizbeach. The Rambam says an interesting thing. The Rambam says in Perek Beis, and this comes from a Perek de Rabbi Lezer. And he brings it down to Halacha. The Rambam says like that. A Messiah is B'yad HaKol. We have a Messiah, we have a tradition. Sha'amokim Shebona by David Ushleima HaMizbeach B'goyrin Aravna. Hu HaMokim Shebona by Avraham HaMizbeach. B'okad Olav Yitzchok. Yeah? The Mizbeach, the Mokam HaMizbeach, which is now the Mokam HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, was the place where Avraham Avinu was bound Yitzchak. The Akedah Yitzchak happened on that Mizbeach. Not only that, but who HaMokam Shebona by Noyach Kishiyotzim and Ateva. When Noyach brought the Kabonais after the Mabul, and he made the Mizbeach, that Mizbeach was the same Mokam HaMizbeach. And not only that, Kain and Hevel, when they were Makrib Karbonais, was on the same Mizbeach on Har HaMeriah, on the Mokam HaMikdash. Uvoy Hikrib Adam Harishin Kishanivra Karbon. Gemara says that Avraham Avinu, that Adam Harishin made a Karbon also. Makrib Makris, he took an interesting a shore that had only one horn, an ox that had one horn, was at one time. That he brought for a carbon, Avraham Avinu, Misham Nivra, and also Adam Harishon, Rashi brings down, Ofer Min HaAdoma, Hashem took from what earth did he make him? He made him from the earth of the Mokam HaMizbeach, Omru Chachom, Adam Imokam Kaparosei Nivra, from the place we will have. It told me we will have kapara from that place. He was. So this was the Mokam HaMizbeach. This was where Avraham Avinu made the Akedah. Was also the place where Cain and Hevel were made, and also where Noach brought his Karbonis also. So we're saying that but that Mokam had to have a Kedushas HaMizbeach. Have kedushas. At least we see from the Gemara, from that Gemara, that it had not only it had a kedusha, not only the regular boma, it had a kedushas hamizbeah. Now, I'll bring another proof, and we'll go through some proofs of this. It says in here in Pasuk, it says vayakad es yitzchak benoi vayosam oy vayakad es yitzchak benoi vayosam oy sa al mizbeah mamala eitz. Yeah. He was Oikid Yitzchak Benoi. He put him on Mizbeach. Imal Eitzim, and then he took the Macheles. He took the sack, and he was ready to push feet. He's ready to slaughter. Now he put him on Mizbeach beforehand. Why did Avraham Avinu put him on Mizbeach before Shechita? Shechita is not on the Mizbeach. Shechita is always next to the Mizbeach. You play Shechita next to Mizbeach, and afterwards you bring the dam on the Mizbeach. Why did Avraham Avinu put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach before Shechita? Now, if we would say that it has halacha of Boma, we're saying it's a Boma Gedoyla, the Mishnah said that Boma Gedoyla has to have Tzofen. If Shechita has to be B'Tzofen, the Mizbeach itself has a kedusha of Bama Gedoyla. So it was like, and the Mishnah says that on the Mizbeach has a din of Tzofa. Mizbeach itself has a din of Tzofa. So we understand. So Avraham Avinu took Yitzchak, he put him on the Mizbeach because he needed Tzofa. He had to make him a Shechita B'Tzofa. There was no other kedusha anywhere else that should be kedusha Tzofa. There was no other place that was kodesh B'Tzofa. The Mizbeach itself had kedusha. So therefore, he put him on the Mizbeach itself in order that it should have a din of Tzofa. Fine. So that would be another proof that had a din of Bom. But But the question being, and I have another question: did it only have kedusha of bama, or maybe it had to have kedusha of the makom hamikdash itself? And I'll bring you a proof to this. We said that the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, ein mincha b'bama, and Tosfos says that just like there's no mincha b'bama, there's also no oif b'bama. That means the only carbon that you can bring on a bama is an animal. But a bird, yet tar b'goizel, you cannot bring on a bama. Or a mincha, a carbon, a flower, you cannot bring on a bama. The Rambam says that that Noyach brought it on the same as Beyach, and Cain and Hevel brought on the same as Beyach. What was Cain's carbon? Cain brought what did he bring? He brought pri ha'adamah. He brought, so it had to have halacha of a mincha, right? He didn't bring an animal. He brought a pri ha'adamah. He brought a mincha. Noach, it says, Noach brought from all the kosher animals. He brought oifis also. And if you say a mincha b'bama, ein oif b'bama. So how did Cain bring a mincha, and how did Noach bring a bird if that's not kosher l'karmin? And Tosfos says that ein mincha b'bama does not even mean mincha k'tan. It doesn't mean b'bama k'tan. It means even b'bama g'dayl. So obviously, according at least to Rabbi Yehuda, and this we'll speak about Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that it had to have a kedusha. That means the makom mizbeach was already kadosh, was the kedusha of Beis Hamikdash. It already had the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash from the time of Cain and Hevel and Noach. Had already had kedusha Beis Hamikdash, and therefore they were able to bring a mincha, and they were able to bring oif on that mizbeach.
What is the difference between Bama Gedolah and
Bama Ketanah? The Bama Gedolah was at the time when there was no Mishkan and there was no Beis Hamikdash. That was the main place where they brought kabonis. The mizbeach, that means the mizbeach Moshe Rabbeinu was still around. They brought everyone, so everyone came to Noiv and Givon to bring the Kabonis then. But it wasn't a private, it wasn't an individual place of Boma. That was Boma Gedol. It had its halachas. You needed Kayin there. You needed certain halachas there. That you needed there. So then we would say it would have to have not only Kedusha of Boma, it would have to have Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash itself. That's what we would have to come out according to this question, according to this. The only thing, there's a Piket Reb Leza. Piket Reb Leza brings down, when he says, when Avram Avinu, he says in Perik Lamed Aleph, Vayishlach Avram Es Yodah Vayigach HaMachelet Lishchatos Benoi. He says, Ukekoyin Godel, Avram Avinu was like the Koyin Godel, He brought a mincha and a nesach also, even though it does not say in the pasuk. It just says but obviously Avraham Avinu, according to the he had brought also flour and he had brought wine in order to bake a mincha and a nesach on it, and he says kikoyin gadol hakadosh baruch hu yoshev b'raya. So on the side there's a pirush of the Radal and David Luria. He brings from Zayis Ranon. The Zayis Ranon says, why did Avraham Avinu, why does the Piket Reb Leza say that he was like a Kohen Gadol? It's because he had to be like a Kohen Gadol. Why? Because Avraham Avinu was going to what? He was going to slaughter his son. If he would slaughter his son Yitzhak, he would remain an Oinein. Right? He would remain an Oinein. After his son died, he's an Oinein. He's an Ovel. Oinein. Oinein is not allowed to be Makrev a carbon. So how would he throw the blood? How would he make Zrika afterwards? The only one who could make it is a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol could be Makrev even though when he's Oinein. So therefore it's brought down that he was a Kohen Gadol because he had to be a Kohen Gadol. He had to be the Kohen Gadol. So David Luria is he says he doesn't agree with this, because he says the most that the Mizbeach was not more than a bomber. He asked this question. He says the Mizbeach was not more than a bomber. And if the Mizbeach was not more than a bomber, yeah, the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Tezayin that there's no din aninus b'bomber. So therefore he doesn't understand what the Zayis Ranon says. But if we say that no, this is not a question. It's not a question. If Taka had kedusha, at least a bomber gedayla, but had a kedusha of the Mizbeach itself. So there would be a din kayin over there also, and there would be a din of kune of oinin on that also. So therefore the figure of Rabbi Elazar is correct. Of course he had to be a kayin gol, because the mokim hamizbeach was not only a bomber. It had the kedusha of the mikdash itself, and it had the kedusha of the mikdash itself. So therefore, the only one who would be able to be makrav there, the only one who could bring a carbon there, was a kohen gadol. So therefore, it says how could the kohen gadol. But the question being, but the only question here, huh? What?
How did the shechter on the mikdash? How is the guy to shechter?
Why can't he shecht on the Mizbeach? You can shecht on the Mizbeach. You can shecht. You can make the Mizbeach, and you can do the Kedusha. Yeah, sure, you can make shecht on the Mizbeach. I said he had to shecht on the Mizbeach, because that was the only place that had Kedusha Tzofim. The only thing is that there's a Gemara that's a question on this. There's a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Ches. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Ches is like this, and this one, and I don't want to keep going. I'll try to make it quick. The Gemara in Kedusha, the Gemara says that we said this halach of shchutei chutz bezman hazeh. Bezman hazeh can only bring karbonos on the mokum at the Beis Hamikdash, only Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash. Someone wants today to bring a korban. He's over aver of shchutei chutz to chiyuv kares. Yeah, to bring a korban somewhere else is chiyuv kares. You have to be shoychet mal b'chutz is oiver aveir. The Gemara says, when are you oiver the aveir of shchutei chutz? So there's a machlekes tanoim. Do you need a mizbeach? In order to be oiver the aveir of shchutei chutz, it would be just shechting a korban, or do you have to shecht the korban on a mizbeach? It has to be to bring it onto a mizbeach. So one man the Yomba says that Eina Chayv Achiyala on a Mizbeach. Machlek is Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, how do I know that you need that you Chayv Shchut Ichutz on a Mizbeach? On Rav Huna, my time with Rabbi Yossi, the Ksiv Ayiva Noyach Mizbeach Lashem. Yeah, because Noyach made a Mizbeach. That means any korban needs a Mizbeach. We learn that from Noyach that Noyach needed a Mizbeach. So Rashi says on the side. So we see that you only chayiv on a mizbeach. Why? Because Noach's korban was not more than a bomber. So since it was not more than a bomber, alma afilu bomes yochet shehu bechutz ein halo b'loy mizbeach. So it says beferish in the Gemara that Noach's mizbeach was only a bomber, and not only a bomber gedol, a bomber ketana. Because we learn out the din of bomber's yochid, we learn out from Noach that you need a mizbeach, so it was only a bomber. Till now we were saying we brought proofs that the mizbeach was a bomber gedol, it had at least a mokum hamikdash, had a kedusha mokum hamikdash. Here the Gemara says that by Noach it only had a kedusha bomber ketana. There's a stira on what we said. So the question being, when did the Mizbeach get the Kedusha of Mizbeach? When did it happen? So some Sofer brings a very interesting thing. He brings from Nosan Adler, it's a tshuva to Reb Zalman Margolius. He brings in the tshuva Reb Zalman Margolius, he brings an interesting thing. He says, the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zorah. The Gemara has a question there. If yesh neva b'mechuba b'karka, if you are oivet avoid the zoro on something that's karka, a piece that's connected to the earth or the earth itself, are you allowed to use that place afterwards for Ligvoya. A question in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara has a machlokes in that. So the Yishalmi says, the Yishalmi brings the interest, he says, now according to the Mandiyama, the Yesh Neve B'mechubel Lekarka, that means we cannot use a place that was once used for Avodah Zarah, was worshipped for Avodah Zarah, we cannot use that place for Ligavoya to Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Leika Har V'giva Shal Yinev D'Boy Avodah Zarah. That in Eretz Yisrael, every single mountain was worshipped for Avodah Zarah. So if so, how did David HaMelech make Hara Maria, the Mokam HaMikdash, if it was used for Avodah Zarah, and if you use it for Avodah Zarah, you can't use it anymore for Hashem, you can't use it for Kaddish, you can't make anything holy out of it. So the Gemara, so Yishalmi says, Alpi Novi. It was done Alpi Novi. The simple chat would be that Alpi Novi, meaning that that Novi said that this mountain was never used by Avodah Zarah, but it says like a Har V'giva, every single mountain. You know what you're saying is it doesn't mean every single mountain besides one. That's how you would have the answer. So I'm saying it makes Rambam Nosson Adler very interesting. The Medrash says in this week's parish, the Medrash says that it says when Avraham Avinu came to the Mokam Midrash, but Yar is Hamokam Mirochik. It wasn't. He didn't see a mountain. He saw a place, a Mokam, only a place. So the Medrash says, but Yar is Hamokam, that it wasn't a mountain. It was in a valley. Har was not yet a mountain. It was a valley. And Avraham Avinu said. Rabbi Avinu said, "It's not the kavod for Hashem that the Shechina should be shoyer in a valley, so it became a mountain. So it only became a mountain then. It wasn't a mountain beforehand. It became a mountain then. So when it became a mountain then, so what happened? So till then, there was no reason for them to use it for Avodah Zarah because they only worship mountains, right?" When it became a mountain, then it became a mountain. When it became a mountain, then, so some Saifa brings down later, that not only that he was Makdish, then he was Makdish with Kedusha, Avraham Avinu was Makdish with Kedusha, he made it Kodesh. And once it's Kodesh, you can't become Ois Kodesh, yeah? And that's why it says, Bahar Hashem Yeroa, that Ashiyoima Hayoim Bahar Hashem Yeroa. Today it became a mountain. And now that it became a mountain, we made a kedusha. He says. So therefore, that's what when Pasuk says by David HaMelech. By David HaMelech says in Pasuk, as im etein shnos the Pasuk in Tehillim, im etein shnos la'einai. David HaMelech could not. He made a shavua that he will not go to sleep until he finds a place. And emtsa mokim mishkanos la'avi Yaakov. Because he couldn't find the place. What was his question? Ad emtsa mokim. I have to find a place, not a mountain, because David HaMelech understood that he can't take a mountain. Because if he takes a mountain, yeah, it won't be able to be used for the Beis HaMikdash. But how could I take if I take a regular place and not a mountain, it's not roi for the Shechinah Pishayr there. Because I need a Mishkona Islavi Yachri. So he was here in a quandary. He didn't know what to do. I have to take a place that's not a mountain. But from the second, on the other hand, I have only a mountain is a mokum covered for the Beis HaMikdash to be there. So how could I do both? He didn't know what to do. The Novi explained to him, you should know you have no problem. Because Avraham Avinu already took care of the problem. Because Avraham Avinu, you should know that what happened by Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu made it into a mountain and then he was makdish it. So therefore, you could use that place. That was the. So when did it get kedushas? When did it get kedushas mokim by Avraham Avinu? But beforehand, it did not have kedushas mokim. So that would be the answer on this Gemara. The Gemara that said that by Noyach, we only had a kedushas bama, even though we brought proofs as that by Avraham Avinu it had to have Kedusha of the Mizbeach, of the Mokam HaMikdash, is because Avraham Avinu was Makdash it. Avraham Avinu made it in the place that should have already Kedusha's HaMishkan, or should have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, then you needed the Halachas of Beis HaMikdash. But by Noyah, at Noyach's time, but Noyach didn't have kedusha then yet. He only had a kedusha. It was regular mizbeach. It didn't have kedusha smoke. In fact, the Chasam Sofer himself says this is another tshuva, because Reb Zalman Margolius asks him. He says he doesn't understand what was the reasoning? Why did we need this? Why did Avraham Avinu first be makdish if it already was kodesh beforehand? Because Noyach already used the mizbeach, and other Marishan already used the mizbeach. So Chasam Sofer says they use it as a mizbeach, but they weren't makdish the place that should have kedushas beis hamikdash. That only happened by Avraham Avinu. However, we'll come out and we'll say, but this has to be a machlokes tanoim, because according to the mandiyama that we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda says a mincha b'boma, vein oif b'boma, right? If he says you cannot bring a mincha on a boma, you cannot bring a oif on a boma. So we know that Noyach brought oifos and Kayin brought a mincha. So obviously Rabbi Yehuda holds that they had already kedushas hamishkan already from the time of Adam Arishon. At the time of Adam Arishon already had kedushas hamishkan, and therefore Noyach was able to bring a oif on that. And Kain was able to bring a mincha, but according to the halacha, the way we pass it, the yesh mincha b'boma, so this kedusha only became at the time of Avraham Avinu. It didn't become before; it only became at the time of Avraham Avinu. So it came out. So then, according to that man, the yom was taka kedushas mincha. They had a kedushas based on mish beforehand. According to this, then the kedusha only became at the time of Avraham Avinu. Then it became the kedusha. If I have a minute, I just wanted to say a word. Just another minute. Just wanted to say how important what you're learning. This learning is every day. What it means to learn an extra minute or extra half hour. Chasam Sofer brings a Moed Gezach. He brings in the end of Parash Yisrael. He says the Akedus Yitzchak was such a tremendous Nisoyin. So yes, what was the tremendous Nisoyin? He said at that time there was Avodah Zarah called Moiluch. Many people brought their children for Karbonis, never for Avodah Zarah. So Avraham Avinu was told to do it by Hashem. What was it? It was such a Nisoyin. Other people had done it before. So Chasam Sofer says like this. He brings that and he says, Avraham Avinu understood that there cannot be such a thing, that Hashem does not want a person. There can't be such a thing. Hashem should want a sacrifice for a person. It doesn't happen. It's just what it couldn't be. So Chasam Sofer, yes, but what do you mean? Even, let's say there's something that it can't be. But we know there's a thing as Hiroi Shah. We could do something kagan against the halacha. When Novi tells me to say something against the halacha, I don't accept it. But if it's a one-time thing, yeah, sometimes Hashem does against the halacha also. Like Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel. We were speaking about this. You're not allowed to bring a korban out of the Beis HaMikdash. After the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Eliyahu brought a korban on Har HaKarmel. So the Gemara says about HaRosha. So HaRosha, one time Hashem could do something against the halacha. So one time Hashem did against the halacha. He said he wanted that she bring a korban, a person. So Sofer says that Hayrasha means something that's a one time. But killing a person is not called one time. Why? Because a person, some Sofer says like this, a person lives, even if he lives another minute, he lives one minute, and in that minute, he gives over Dvar Torah, he says, or Dvar Chochmi, he gives over to a son, or to another child, or to someone else. That's eternal. Because that limud that he gave over will go over to one generation, the next generation, and to on. So a life of a person, 1 minute of a person is eternal. So there's no such thing as Hirosha, one minute. It's eternal. A person's eternity. A minute of a person's life is eternity. So that couldn't be. So he says an interesting thing. He says like this. He says, so what did Avraham Avinu think? Avraham Avinu must have thought that from Yitzchak there will never be a child, there will never be a Talmud, he'll never give anything over. And when it says, as binchas yichidecha, means he's lonely, he's an individual. Nothing comes out of him. There's no osida from Yitzchak. So he teaches the pasuk Yichidecha in order to understand the reasoning why Hashem could give him this to sacrifice. What happened? So Hashem, because of that, Hashem, what is the end of the pasuk saying? As harva, as binchas yichidecha, there it says, ki vorech, ki bin gyan asher asiz loichas, chasach as binchas yichidecha, ki vorech avarecha, v'harva arba zarecha. Because you understood in order not to ask any questions, you understood that yochid means individual without any future, you should know that you'll have generations upon generations. But you see the importance, what it means, one minute of a person, 1 minute of learning, is eternity. It's not a sort of magic. So learning a half hour every morning, starting the day, you're starting with eternity. May the schus taka remain. We should all have the schus of the akedah remain for us. We should be zoicha v'bi'ez Mashiach.